I get it. You get a couple of drinks, you're like, dude, I love the boys in blue.
It's nice, too, to red pill yourself just by alcoholism. Just like you're at a bar, you're at an Irish pub so much that one TV channel's on, you're like, what are they doing?
You can drink your way. Yeah. You can drink your way into being a full-on fucking troop, dude. I've seen it. I've been there. I've drank my way into troophood. I've drank my way into being like, you know what? I'll say it. Donald Trump is the best of all time.
We need to get hyped. But we should probably not record it because I'm probably going to say some very pro-Trump things in this. If yeah. I've said it on stage a couple of times. I'm literally a six-pack away from liking Donald Trump.
Oh, dude. I love Trump. I love Donald Trump so much, dude.
What the f***? Was this you last night?
A little tailgate.
I tried to explain that to my mother-in-law because they were discouraged to hear that my parents rocked like the Trump flag outside their house. And so my mother-in-law, who's black, heard that and was like kind of bummed. And I tried to tell her, I'm like, dude, if you were a 60-year-old white dude, you'd love Trump too. And she just looked at me like, nah. And I'm like, you just would. Yeah. If you're a 60-year-old white dude who wasn't born like rich, you automatically love Trump.
I seen that.
It was in Deerfield, Delaware.
Trump golfs. He doesn't drink.
True.
Never drinks because of his older brother.
What happened to his older brother? He's a drunk.
Died of drugs.
Yeah. Damn. Trump's dude, the one they interview him about Kamala in the golf cart's the funniest thing. Yes. She's so fucking pathetic.
All broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bad guy. He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep. I got him out of the race. And that means we have Kamala. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
It's so amazing.
It's just so bad. So
I just can't imagine.
But can you imagine that guy with dealing with Putin and the president of China, who's a fierce person? He's a fierce man. A very tough guy.
And Barron's just sitting there soaking it in, bro.
Huh?
The one where he's with
No, he's just driving. No,
Someone secretly filmed him.
Oh, I told someone secretly filmed that.
The hot mic?
Yeah, and he's like, she's so fucking pathetic.
It's called 4D chess.
When dudes hit 30, it's time to hit the limit.
That's all that anybody has right now. People are like, you know Biden can't think, right? It's like, well, anybody but Trump.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know Trump's like a dipshit, right? Like anybody but
first of all, I admire the way my president ran down that ramp. Everyone was saying he doesn't have it anymore. It's like, dude, he just gained some speed because the terrain was slippery. So he fucking ran full speed down the hill, dude. I don't see what the big problem is here.
He didn't though. Did you watch him?
No,
he didn't run at all.
What'd he do?
He like the last step, he was like
he just hobbled.
Like that's it. The thing was how slow he walked down the steps.
Yeah.
And then he tweeted out, he was like, yeah, because everybody would laugh at me if I fell.
Oh, that's kind of sad, man.
So sad, dude. No, obviously, that's not how he said it. He was like, the piece of shit media wishes I fell. I can't fall.
It's like everyone kind of wishes somebody impossible. Walking down a ramp falls.
Every single time I see someone on a ramp, I'm like, fall.
Trump should go full wheelchair. He should Dr. Exit. That way to ensure he never...
Son! You know, Pacino.
Like
Pacino stinks, dude.
Pacino's. I can't wait for him to fucking die.
Oh my god, dude. I would no, we were fucking around. But if I saw De Niro, I would fucking.
I would lay into him, dude. After what he said about our president,
dude, I would, dude. It'd be like a fucking stump grinder. I would I would bear down on him and just fucking.
What do you think you could do to his legs? Like if you front kick to the front of his knee,
I'd dislocate his knee. I would probably cuff him up in a Muay Thai clinch and just bring one knee right up to his face, dude, and fucking destroy. Dude, he was an asshole to our commander in chief. That was crazy. I don't like people making fun of Biden either.
Yeah,
dude. I
hate that.
Oh man, it drives me nuts.
Have some respect for
Trevor
the office.
Noah was making fun of Biden. I was
what?
Like, whoa.
Yeah. What the hell was he saying about?
It's kind of weird. They're like saying he's like cute and old. A lot of
they're real into him being cute.
Yeah, a lot of people are into like cute old people right now.
You see that clip of him?
Fauci?
He got like ice cream.
Mr. President, what did you order?
Chocolate chip.
And all the reporters are like, what type of flavor is that? He's like, chocolate chip. And they're all like, oh. It's crazy.
Same with Fauci, dude.
Yeah.
He's a cute old man.
Fauci's a stupid asshole.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
that's
there you go, Joe.
Oh yeah.
There we go. You're sick of the hoax.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stupid asshole.
The hoax is up, dude.
Our Dan?
Yeah, he's like, there's a picture of like something. He's obsessed with Trump's dick.
I swear, yeah. He starts,
he's too small. He bangs Stormy Daniels.
Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill's probably like my size. And
why is Mark Hamill talking about his dick?
They're obsessed with
penis.
They're
obsessed with dicks, dude.
They're obsessed with the way Trump looks, but you can't say anything about the way they look or else they'll freak. Liberals hate when you
tell you what. I watched that DeChambeau thing. That motherfucking can golf. They use Trump's some of Trump's shots.
Trump's very good at golf.
There's a video where he's golfing with a
You don't
pro
think
golfer.
Biden's a better golfer than him?
Bro, do you see Biden coming out of the tiny desk?
Huh? Shouldn't have brought up that fucker Biden.
Did you see Biden come out?
On what?
He just came out in a little tiny desk.
He did a tiny did desk at
No. He just came out in a small ass desk and started like talking. Hey, folks.
Did a fireside chat.
Dude, he's so gone. It's insane.
Dude, they started asking questions, and he just moved like really slow to try to avoid it, and then they had to get him out of the room.
Yeah, they're just like, Mr. President, what do you think about your son? And just, all right. They said I can't answer questions.
Back into the liquid tank.
It is crazy to think about it, because like we don't have a president right now.
You see the Trump mosquitoes?
Yes.
That was nice.
Wait, what was that?
Trump? We hate mosquitoes. A mosquito flew in his face.
Mosquitoes. We don't like mosquitoes. We don't want them anywhere around. Mosquitoes.
Democrats are like mosquitoes.
Oh my God.
That hit piece they did on Trump where they're like, he's got PTSD and all he talks about is how he was shot. All he does is sit at home and rewatch the footage of him getting shot at.
Yeah, almost dying. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah,
they're trying to pull this thing like he's also not fit for it.
Well, it's nuts how hard that faded. That faded so fast.
Joy took it over, bro.
No, you know what took it over? Hawk Tua,
yeah.
Hawk Tua had more Google searches than Trump's assassination.
Yeah, but Hawk Tua was before Trump's assassination.
Come on, anybody could fall into that.
This guy saw something he perceived racist and went outside and was like, fucking Hitler was right. I knew it.
He's like, Hitler was right. And then he sat down with me and was like, no, Trump's a businessman. We need that. All right. I was like, all right. God damn it, dude. I was sitting here. And, like, of course, I felt horrible when O'Connor told me he was, like, someone in the staff's pissed at you for being racist. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I can't keep doing this.
Well, that alone.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. I didn't want to cut you off.
Yeah.
It's like.
Now, me and him made up. I gave him, like, a bunch of weed.
Where'd you get all the weed from? Oh, people just giving you weed.
People giving me weed, yeah.
Pretty swag. Shout out to
you. I just immediately gave it to him. And I was like, I come in peace.
True.
And we settled it. In fact, we settled it that night. And the whole staff was like, yeah, he's fucking wild.
I think this guy rules for the record.
He did rule as soon as he mentioned that Trump was the fucking man. I was just like, all right. Like, I was just instantly, I was like, all right, shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah, Trump dog in walking down the stairs. And then we talked about it yesterday. And it's one of my favorite things is like just how you can just check in on Trump. You just look at his Twitter. He tweets. It'll be like 3 a.m. He's tweeting like, fucking read the documents again, you pieces, like in all caps. Yeah. He's just like, tariffs, you fucking beast, like just wild shit every day. And it's made me laugh that like literally since he's been elected, every single day has just been full fucking mosh pit.
It's insane, dude.
Like he jumped right in as soon as he won to just like fucking head down swinging.
I thought about him the other day, like just like I wonder what it's like to be him, and I got like mild anxiety. I was like, oh fuck, man. Oh. I try to put on like my fucking Trump hat. Well, not my MAGA hat, but I try to like.
Wait, you have one?
No,
yeah,
I try to put myself.
Matt has one.
Snow hat. It's not that big of a deal. No, I didn't.
Yeah. Matt had him.
I try to put myself in his situation. Like, how would I deal with that? Of people every day being like, "You're ruining the world. You're an existential threat," and just being like, "No, I'm not. I'm actually."
I know.
I'm pretty sure I'm
the
not.
The fucking balls it takes to just be like,
I would be
well,
convinced.
I ain't.
I'd be convinced if everyone in here was like, "Yo, this podcast sucks." I'd be like, "It sucks." If like every national media outlet was like, "Yo, this sucks," I'd be like, eh. "Yeah, exactly." I couldn't stop.
We did get trumped.
True, and we didn't stop.
All the pussies we know were like, "This is horrendous."
True.
Dude, we got whistleblowers, bro.
True.
We got former friends whistleblowing on Twitter.
Yeah, dude. People that got our contact info being like, "Well, for one thing,
they said the word faggot twice last week." Sorry.
The whole country loved Jackson.
Everybody fucking loved that dude.
What? He was Trump.
So much.
He was Trump.
He was Trump. He was, imagine if Trump like dueled as much as
Jesus Christ.
Jackson died Jackson with dudes. Something like 12 bullets in his body.
Yeah.
What?
That never left his body.
Yeah.
Might as well put this out.
Well, I'm trying to roll up the pedophiles, dude. So when I'm rolling them up, I mean, obviously, you know, Trump's been rolling them up. Dude.
Trump rolled them up. We can that
Trump counts. Rolled up to Leah, basically.
Trump should put that on his next speech and be like, and the pervert, Chris D'Elia, absolute disgusting pervert.
But yeah, it's also funny too that like girls are like, and then I thought we'd like do something, and they just you just try to rush me into sex, and it's like, are you describing you guys want an old fashioned gentleman?
Yeah,
these like hardcore feminists are like chivalry's dead. Basically, basically they're like, this is so ridiculous. I just fuck. I'm a free spirit. When a guy's like, let's fuck, they're just like, You have no respect for me?
You gotta hold the door for me.
What the fuck is this? Yeah, yeah, dude. It's fucking, it's nonsense.
Interesting,
dude.
Times.
It is funny that all after all that time, you never really got to see Trump like stressed and like at people, you know?
Yeah, he wasn't, dude. He was a king.
Yeah, I know. He's just riding.
Yeah.
He just went, he went into everything.
He just had to battle you, your people. Good Lord, dude.
I wonder
every day we see a headline, I show it to Chris. I'm like, these are your people. This is what your people are doing.
Yeah. Which, you know, is obviously unfair.
Yeah, how is it now?
How is that unfair?
He's totally cushioned right now. Kushner, he's doing cushion.
Yeah.
He's
like, it's all he has to do is wait for her to be like horny and do something stupid. And he can take power. Yeah, what's he up to? Have they any updates on that guy?
Like, I don't even know his cause? Oh, I remember him. Yeah.
What's his cause? What's he doing? So I think, didn't Mrs. Pence do something? Like, didn't she have some shit she was up to? I know Melania was trying to stop cyberbullying, which fucking ruled.
That is very funny.
Thank you, Melania.
Yes.
I've noticed we've got a lot less hateful comments.
I've gotten so many less during the Trump administration.
Honestly, dude, if you're being fucking mean online, you're going right up against our former first lady, which I, you know, it's kind of fucked up. If you're being mean online, it's like...
That was our best first lady.
Melania?
By a mile. I can't even think of any other first ladies that come close.
Tent? Were we What's in a tent? Tent? Was it? Yeah, yeah. Is that kind of stuff?
You ooh, did enough that you entered with... Joe Biden's brain. You did enough that you transcended.
You took the Joe Biden dose?
Yeah. Like... Yeah, just, what are you doing here? What
come
are we
on,
doing?
Guys, come on.
Am I the president? Yeah. I'm the president.
He must have days where he wakes up and goes like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, he's having a tough.
Yeah, that's funny thing. Time. That's a funny thing. Just presidential dreams.
We think they're dreaming about. We yeah. think Trump. Trump.
It's got to be nuclear buttons.
Trump right? probably. Trump he probably dreams like a dog while he's laying there. He's just like starts running.
It's got to be. It's got to be nuclear button dreams constantly. Oh, I hit it.
Fuck, oh, I thought we were in nuclear war. Oh, fuck, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you forgot it. You forgot the nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Where they're like, you need to get the, where's the football? That's what they call it, the briefcase. They're like, where's the football? You're like, we got to nuke Russia. He's like, I left it. God damn it.
Man.
God damn it. It's in my room.
The news sucks, dude.
The news sucks dick.
It's all falling apart.
Yeah.
It's all falling apart, dude. It's, I don't think anyone's going to believe it. And dude, say what you want about Trump. He shot a fucking arrow into the mainstream media. It was like, you know, a lot of this shit's fake. And people are like, what?
Yeah.
They started to look into it. It just completely destabilized.
I watched the BBC this morning.
Did you really?
It was pretty fun to watch. Give it a shot. Actually, they had a Canadian correspondent that is 100% your Canadian impression.
Really?
I thought Peterson's the only guy I've ever heard talk like that. I formally apologize to you.
What the hell is wrong with that? You're at a party. You got a spike.
We're at a party, but he said, how the hell old was she? It's like,
I didn't
come
say
on.
How old was
you know what I hate.
All you got to do is say the truth.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the truth. You guys are insinuating.
You think you're on some Matt Gaetz action?
Hilarious. Did you see that?
Yeah. No. What's Matt Gaetz?
Matt Gaetz. All time funniest fucking rebuttal for anyone calling you a pedophile.
Yeah, dude.
What did he say?
So he got accused of it's sex trafficking because here's a word to the wise. If you are a pedophile, stay in your state. These guys get jammed up. They like go to a different state and it's like, well, now you're a sex trafficker. But, you know, obviously the guy thought he was above the law. So
yeah, his family's like rich as fuck.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So he allegedly was having sex with a 17-year-old girl. He had an orgy.
Like Gates,
with,
like.
To do with the big head from Senate.
Okay.
It's like, he's got big ass slick back hair. Yes. He looks like almost like Jimmy Neutron.
He looks like an emaciated Mel Kiper.
I don't know who's Mel Kiper.
What's that?
Does the draft analyst? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about that.
But he went on.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Mel.
Oh, the sports draft.
I thought you said Mal Kiper. Yeah, I know Mel.
Yeah, he got by the New York Times accused of banging a 17-year-old girl.
No, two. And he was in an orgy with an unnamed.
So wait, he got accused of the New York Times of being the man.
Yeah,
come on, dude, he's our leader, dude.
New York Times was like, "Yo, this guy's the man." And but he was like, "What?"
He went on Tucker Carlson, and his defense was, "You guys don't know this, but I'm in an FBI sting operation."
Oh, all right, yeah, I heard of this. And he didn't he like implement Tucker?
No.
I could have sworn he did. He was like,
he met her. He did.
Oh, he did say he's like, "Yeah, you're right." And Tucker's like, "I don't know anything about."
I don't recall.
The first thing he did was he said. I mean, Tucker, you've been accused of malicious sexual acts. And Tucker Carlson just like, looking all weird with his fucking bow tie. And he goes, I mean, mine wasn't like yours. That was a crazy person that I didn't know. And then, like, they keep talking. He goes, and then, Tucker, we were at that dinner party, and you know the girl I was with. She is now, she could get in trouble for this. And Tucker Carlson goes, that is horrible, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Good for Tucker.
Yeah, he was claiming that they were
trying to get my man Tucker.
They ran the story, and he like named a former, I think a former judge
some
or something.
Some lawyer or some shit.
Was a, the guy was a judge, though.
More's coming out about Gates now, which is even a better story.
What's going on?
Now he was at FSU in the early 2000s.
Yikes. That doesn't sound good.
With his boys.
Okay. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? That sounds like a dream.
With his boys. Well,
down in Tallahassee?
Down in 2000, it probably was.
They were doing cocaine.
This is Chris, ooh. Chris Rick's years.
A little coke.
Nick's. Rick's.
Gates, his boys. One of them happened to be black. And they were all fucking around like you do on cocaine. I don't know. It's your kind of.
I don't do cocaine anymore.
So. They started asphyxiating each other and allegedly jerking off, and the black dude died with cocaine and semen on him, and Gates was the last one seen to leave the room.
Stop.
Now, this is
dude.
A legend. This is the yeah, news yeah. story.
It's like Clue. So he was sus.
Yes.
Somebody saw him vent. Someone saw him vent, dude.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason, they're going hard as shit on this dude. I mean, he easily could be a pedophile, but just wild for the New York
Times.
He
claims he was dropping names like these guys. He's like, yeah. I have the text. They're asking for $25 million from my paw. And it's all to free some guy who's been captured by Iran. He's like, they just want to free. It's like, who's going to not free this guy? Why would they have to like make you a pedophile to free this? They'll definitely free that guy. Like, yo, we found the guy who's captured in Iran. They're like, yeah, let's go get him. You don't have to make a guy a pedophile. He's like, they're clearly making this up. It's a weird fucking story.
So this is where it leads to. You goofing on me, and then I wind up on Tucker, like Tuck. Come on. We've both been accused of shit. We're boys, dude.
True. I'm sorry. I said sorry.
I think that was I was talking to Spade about it. I think that was like a head nod to Tucker Carlson. If Gates is guilty, like, hey, Tucker, remember that girl I was with? We were at the dinner. Remember that?
Well, it's also one of those things, if you're, like, in the crosshairs or some shit, you just want to make everyone up. Like, come on. You did it, too. And you're like, no,
he
no,
said he was with
yeah, anytime somebody gets accused of, like.
Everybody.
Like, no, I would never.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Tuck came
He's
on.
He's a
late.
Fucking booze bag, though.
Who, Gates?
Tucker.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. How dude you know gets that? Fucking shit-cocked all the time.
I can see that, actually.
All the time.
How do you know this?
I mean, there's, like, he gives speeches and shit, just hammered. There's a Turning Point and shit.
Oh, yeah.
He'll give a speech there, just blitz, dude.
Fuck yeah. Kind of rules.
So I think he's an easy person to get dirt on. Also, he dropped that Hunter Biden shit very quickly.
I finally watched that John Oliver on Tucker.
How bad was that?
It's terrible.
What do you
it's
do?
Weird as shit. Girls are writing for him. Like, that's what that is.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But it's just like every joke now is just like, Tucker Carlson, you loaf of Wonder Bread. Like every joke is like, you're so white.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, John Oliver.
Yeah.
You fucking British dork.
Fuck.
Yeah. He's like a Charles Dickens character.
Yeah, give that a watch if you get a chance.
Really?
It's crazy.
I stopped fucking with Oliver a lot. Actually, you guys were pretty into John Oliver.
Yeah, it was
you
funny guys, as shit
I was
when
like,
I first
nah,
started.
Bro. I always knew he wasn't real. I was like, nah,
you
bro.
You could tell.
I
could
tell.
Real.
First of all, he's a Brit. First strike.
Red coat. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, red coat, obviously.
You don't forget what happened.
Yeah.
No.
That dude just absolutely just senses power and goes right to it. He's British.
Yeah, that dude used to be pretty funny, and then out of nowhere, like, I swear to God, I think he just got a bunch of, like, girl writers, and now his show just sucks. It's like what everyone looks like.
Yeah. Those corporate overlords were like, all right, John, it's time we're doing this now, and he was just like, yeah, I'll
remember. It was in my shirt, bro. Come on, man. I coughed directly onto my tits.
I don't have COVID, by the way. I got tested.
Nice. I got
sick.
Tested, too.
I was sick all last week. I was like, I better not have this shit.
Really?
It's a fourth fucking wave, dude.
Oh yeah, you might have had a new strain.
Yes, I wouldn't, dude. I would have had the South African.
Might
Africa
have been one of those new strains,
ones that are made in labs. Yeah,
dude,
what?
How dare you?
You trying to get us fucking kicked off the internet?
Yeah, dude.
All these new strains have been curated in labs. They're not found in the wild. Look it the fuck up or watch No Agenda.
I've seen SARS-2/4-CoV-5 in the wild a couple times.
Yeah.
This fourth strain though. Come on, man. It's the fourth wave, dude. I thought wave two was bad.
That's nothing.
The fourth, dude.
You're going to get some Krispy Kreme?
What are you talking about?
You're going to get the jab?
What?
You're going to get the jab?
Why do you call it the Krispy Kreme?
Get free Krispy Kreme when you get the shot.
Do you really?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
I know. So, yeah.
Ooh, this changes things.
I'm watching The Walking Dead, dude. You're just gonna walk down there and be like, get some Krispies. Yeah, I know somebody who went and got the Krispy Kremes, and they were telling me that you go in there and it's just like they're playing like really relaxing music, and there's dudes in like camouflage, like military outfits who are just being like, this way, and you're just listening. It's like,
this is Al Stewart.
Yeah, they're playing like the Wawa. They're playing like Frank Sinatra and shit. It's like, fly me to the. And you have like military guys, like, right this way, sir, go over there.
Gerby's got it.
Did he?
Gerby's got it and said he had to, you get it, and then you have to wait like 15 minutes to see if you're allergic to it.
Okay.
So they just sit you in a room and you just sit there. And you're like, all right, I hope I don't fucking die.
And once you pass that time, then you can no longer sue them. It's like one day. Afterwards, and any side effect after like 1 or 2 days, that's on you.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if you're going to give it to the entire country, there's going to be at least 6% of people who are like, eh.
Yeah, dude,
the school I was at was like, they were telling me the one time they're like, the one thing that sucks is that the parents are constantly trying to sue us for everything. Like, just we're constantly being hit with lawsuits.
We shouldn't live in a litigious society. I agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
That shit pisses me off.
It's fucking lame as hell.
It's bullcrap, dude.
You don't like suing?
No, I think it's. Nah, blue collar lottery, not my thing.
Yeah,
not a fan.
It would be tight though to get a good lawsuit on somebody.
It's just ruin someone.
Yeah, just fuck
someone's shit up,
crush somebody.
Yeah, in my group chat, the vaccine talk's heavy.
Your phone buzzing, bro?
Yeah,
your girlfriend?
It's not my girlfriend. It's my uncle.
What's your uncle want?
Probably talk about work or something like that.
But yeah, dude, I'm
what the fuck is so funny?
You look at me. You're
what
funny.
Is funny.
You're a funny guy. You're for funny. Real? Yeah.
You think I got minutes?
You were running some bits. Run those bits again.
Yeah,
right here.
What bits
you
have? Yeah, good bits. Last night. It's not a good bit.
What bits you have?
He called me and he's like, yo, you think I could do stand up? And I was like, definitely.
Easily.
I'll just
run
give
a bit.
It a try.
Give it.
Give
run
me,
your bits. Just a premise.
What the hell is going on? So, what are you, Super Mario or something?
What got Gardini.
You're
doing crowd work.
What are fat people doing getting Krispy Kreme for the coronavirus, man? That's crazy.
Oh, because it increases
two masks. I'll wear 15. Motherfucker.
Wait, these aren't your bits.
Yeah, I forget my other bits.
No, I remember your
premise.
Bit. Oh, I know what it was.
The premise.
I said it on our mind.
You're drinking
Jade's
a little?
Pockets,
what like, happens so. If you, you're like, yo, what's up with drinking?
Drink, yeah. I honestly forget.
It was like, yo, you ever like
no pen or paper, dude? All up here.
We're really? Just drinking, and then it's like, okay, I guess we're here now.
I think I could alt it up.
You could. Also, it is very funny to note that they're giving Krispy Kremes to people, even though it puts them at higher risk of dying of COVID.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded.
Blood sugar. It's not good to increase people's blood sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up with you though? You keep probing me about all my stuff. What's up with you?
I'm chilling, man. Just I'm just exhausted from set life, bro.
Yeah, really? I bet.
Do you have like? Is there food and shit there?
Yeah,
like spreads.
It's called craft services.
Yeah, there is craft services.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, dude.
Can you imagine?
Right?
Oh my god.
Yeah, Hollywood wanted me. I piss on them, dude.
What
yeah,
Hollywood right, wanted you,
dude. You would
what
love
Hollywood
craft. You would love craft services, dude.
What? I asked.
Yeah, you guys were looking at me licking your chops. Like, no.
What the hell are you talking about? That when girl's turned your goddamn brain into mush, dude.
You're love fool, dude.
My brain's never been more connected.
This guy's lovesick.
Huh?
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
You're crazy in love right now.
I've been elsewhere, dude.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, you did DMT.
I'm like, you too. I've been elsewhere.
Oh, what was it? What was your DMT experience?
Yeah, how was that?
Like,
fucking weird.
Break it down. I heard you came out of it.
That. I'm fucked by that.
This thing?
That bubbler thing? Fuck that.
What do you mean?
You don't like that guy.
I like it. But that's all I could hear when I was going out. And I was looking at my one dude here, Spade and Tom. And I saw a fucking sacred geometry all over the fucking table. I have no idea what the fuck that shit is. So
you just
weird.
Saw random shapes.
No, sacred geometry.
No, why is it sacred?
Look it up.
It's the sacred shapes. They're the ones that are found in nature repeatedly throughout
the
forms.
What makes
the universe? Oh, like the Nautilus?
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Oh, there's that. That's one. The spiral. Yeah, obviously the spiral.
Yeah, but I was looking at everyone, and all I wanted to say was later, boys, and I couldn't do it.
You couldn't say later, boys?
I was looking
you couldn't
at
say later, boys?
I wanted to say later, boys, because I did it 3 times, and by the 3rd time, nothing was in front
You're
of me.
Trying to get a catchphrase out.
I was trying to look at it. I was looking at all of them just like this, and my head was just going back. And I shot the fuck out of it. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's it? And then my brother's like, dude, close your eyes. I closed my eyes. And then it was like, later.
Mm.
Just shot through the fucking universe. Serpents fucking flying over me, shooting in my chest. Saw a serpent on this. It's like serpents? A reptile head? Yeah. They were like glowing serpents that fucking were flying around like this and shot into me.
That was
me
a DMT spirit. You saw the DMT spirit, dude.
Quetzalcoatl.
Damn. The feathered serpent. Damn, dude.
What the fuck?
Shane, I've been places.
I believe you're going to be okay. You think?
I don't know. Yeah, I came back and just right when I shot back out, I was looking at that and I just went, what's up, boys? Holy fuck.
Somebody posted, I think it was on Reddit or I saw it online somewhere. It was like, are the DMT entities going to be racist? Because I guess somebody, an African American fellow, took DMT.
Oh, yeah. I saw
and the
that.
Entities were calling the N word.
Really?
Quetzalcoatl was in him.
Quetzalcoatl, yeah, a bunch of Mexies.
What?
Was hit with the N-word.
Was this someone on Reddit or something?
I feel like that's just in your head.
Yeah,
like
for
you,
sure.
You smoke DMT, like, they're going to be racist to me. They're going to be racist to me.
I pray if I ever do DMT, the entities are racist as hell.
That'd be so. You go up there and they're like, what's up with the FBI crime statistics? And you're like, no, God, no. Ah.
Dude, can they for real not swim?
Just a snake. You got to pretend.
Yeah, other than that, it was just weird.
You got to try to hold a laugh in on DMT while the snake's like, what do you call a black astronaut?
No.
Dude, don't do it.
Dude, Bill, if you want to trip right now.
Don't do it, dude.
You could trip. There's an app I got.
For tripping?
Dude, this thing is so fucking funny.
You got a trippy app?
Dude, watch this.
Yeah.
So you have what? What are you talking about?
Square.
No, dude. Check
smoke it.
Dude, check L7. This out. Check this out. This made me laugh so fucking hard. So it's an app. You put it to your face, and they call it like strobosonic technology.
Did you make this up?
No, I found this today. It's this. But watch what it does. It's going to take a minute, but it'll blast you off.
No, it won't.
I swear to God, dude. It's so fucking funny.
What made you
it's
download coming. This?
I read about it on the internet. Dude, watch this. You could send someone into space.
I would love to see your fucking targeted ads.
You would. They're so fun. My new
it
when
must
I
be ridiculous.
When I open up the news, it's just like YouTube doesn't care about weed anymore. Where the hell is this thing? Come on, dude, blast it off. It'll start to shoot like it uses your cell phone.
Pro.
Fuck, dude, I'm fucking blasting off. I'm fucking blasting.
Oh
off,
my God, dude, you're gonna have a seizure.
You go to a dark room and close your eyes, and you put this thing there. And if you hold it there in a dark room, you'll start to see like shapes and like geometric patterns.
You're
holding a
flashlight in your fucking eyes.
I know. It's
you might as well.
Careful, dude. I'm gonna fucking blast you off.
I used to do that shit when I was little. Just rub the shit out of my eyes.
Oh fuck, dude.
I'm so fucking
that's
lit.
That's what it does. It gives you basically like seeing the back of your eyelids, and they, you know, you see like your little veins. And
a little
stuff.
Head high.
But it's taking it and putting it there, and eventually your imagination, you're just like, oh fuck, dude, I'm fucking tripping. It's so funny.
I don't think so.
They tout this thing. I know. They tout it like it's a. Like they want to have it set up where you could like go somewhere for a center and have like them just like blink a strobe light in your face for like a half an hour and be like,
oh, I think the app developer burned you, dude.
It's free.
It's free. That's bro. Just Chinese taking facial technology.
Probably
facial
dude.
Recognition.
Oh, just yeah, people like
poor certain. Like, oh, now we can manipulate all the fucking hippies. All the stupid hippies.
Yeah, just kidding, start dude. Dosing people with it. Just be like, shh. And I was like, oh, fuck. Oh,
yeah.
Dude, what
you
the hell?
Keep that on you.
I'm going to start MK
keep that
Ultra.
Thing on you just dude, in case of, like a homeless gets rowdy towards you.
MK Ultra, just dude, right off. Away. Just like,
back off. Freak.
Like, hold on 5 minutes. Yeah, it's very funny. I was reading about it. I'm like, no fucking way. And I downloaded it, went into my dark bathroom and was just like, just makes you feel dizzy. It's just a light flashing in your face. It makes you feel dizzy.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's pretty tight, though. It's tight technology, dude. To fucking trip.
Yeah.
I was tripping so fucking hard today in my bathroom. Just,
they used to have that shit on YouTube when you would like stare at the swirl and then look up on the wall and everything would move.
Whoa, yeah, that? I remember that.
Careful, careful, dude.
What?
You get fucked up from that.
What do you mean?
Staring at the swirl like that?
Now you're a goddamn drug addict out here doing DMT like a fucking hippie.
Did it once. I said thank you and I'm on my way.
What was your main takeaway? It's just
literally nothing.
Just more chaos.
I mean, dude, you're just fucking gone. People might see fucking entities or whatever, but whatever the fuck that was.
No entities showed up and screamed the N-word in your face.
You're just
all snakes.
It's hard to explain.
You're just all snakes.
I just shapes. I mean.
Really?
You're just seeing tons of shapes really fucking fast.
Tight.
Feels good.
It's like this. So it's basically this.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
Basically this.
That's pretty much
it. Yeah, I've done DMT then, dude. I did 5 minutes on this thing today. I was fucking gone,
you're a different
dude.
Person.
Exactly.
I could tell.
Dude, I'm telling you. I've been trying to integrate the knowledge I got from my trip today.
What did you learn?
Oh, dude. So I can't put it in words.
My YouTube got fucked up by all that.
What?
Like, before I did DMT, I watched, like, a few videos of dudes talking about it, and now, like, every fucking video I have is just like, so I did two CBD.